Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Friday. Thank you, Larry. So we're in July 22nd, 2011. 11 and 22 and a 7. Sounds like some kind of gambling numbers here. So let's do some clearing here. Let's clear the 7. Here we go. So this is like on the NATO chart clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll clear the 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll clear the 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's do 20, 11. So we'll first do the 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do 20, 11 as a total number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do another clearing like this here. We're going to go backwards on the numbers, so we'll do them one at a time just to do a paranormal show here. Now, this is the NATO chart, and they run the numbers both ways, too, like your name will be run forward or backwards. So let's just try this here. So see how your energy is feeling. Remember, they abduct you through dates, times, etc. So we're in 7-22, 2011 today. So let's do a number 1. We'll clear that. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's cleared. So there'd be a 0 there. Coming up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cleared, and a 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that got rid of the year. Now we'll do the day. And the first two going backwards. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cleared. The second two in 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll do the number 7 for July. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everybody, let's just see how that feels for you. So, back to you, let's see if Carrie's there. I know she's there. So, Carrie, are you out there? You hanging in?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron, hanging in. Thank you. And hi, everybody. Got lots of names typing away on the fast chat. And just before I forget, Ron is doing the Q&A tonight after the show. excuse me. So the number for that is 646. 519-5800, and then they'll ask you for PIN number, and that is 9009, and then the pound sign. And if anybody would like to call in tonight, as you know, if you're listening, we're on station 2, so there's the free U.S. and Canada number, and that's 888-260-3070, and then probably the next best one is line 3, and that's area code 530-413-4511. So, let's have a look. I'm not seeing any questions yet. But, Ron, we were talking about maybe what we should do on the show today. And we ended the show or did toward the last show. On Wednesday, you found that we all had a big reaction when you did a clearing for our spirit being abducted as we came into this present incarnation. So is there anything else that you'd like to do with that? Maybe, I don't know, I'm just, what's popping into my head right now is maybe when we die, they do the same thing.
Let's say your last lifetime.
Okay, one ago when we were born.
Last lifetime. Oh, I'm hearing some noise there. Are we okay still, Seth? Guess we're all right. Heard some feedback. So let's do a timeline crash from your last lifetime. And so we'll say that your body died, like right now, we'll just hypothetically say. And they abduct you at some point fairly soon after that. So we're going to get that abduction time. And this is before you end up going to your soul family. This is where you're supposed to go to. So So maybe some other alien race wanted you, or races. So here we go. I'm going to clear or bring you back here. So this is more like a space-time crash. Heaven forbid. Here we go. Mm-hmm. The heaven is after us here. One, two, three. Oh, boy, this is heavy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, looks like Marie would like to have a clearing for some pain from nerve endings, looks like. So here we go. Let's see if we can dampen those down a bit. So let's tune into energy maybe the last couple months here. And we'll kind of go forward week by week to do this process. I heard a beep. Somebody else online here? A caller or something?
I'm online.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. We'll do Marie in a minute here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Good evening, Carrie and Ron.
Hi.
This is Shannon in Southern California.
Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
I'm good. I have a couple of questions. My first question is just a little one. Who do I tell to shrink wrap, my spirit or my body?
Your body.
Oh, okay.
Your spirit might help in that process, but your body is getting shrink wrapped. So your body is the one that needs to do that for you.
Okay, so
you're communicating with the mind of the body. So the mind of the body is like your little scientist that lives inside of you in the laboratory, and it tries to give you perfect health all the time. So if you break a bone, it's there to mend it for you, figure out what to do. And, you know, this is like your autonomic, nervous system. So it's the mind of the body is what I call that, and this is your internal healer. So it wants to shrink itself. But to just tell your body to do that, it'll do it automatically.
And don't you do that after you increase your life force energy?
You could, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Either way.
I thought that those two kind of went together. Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, the life force energy is your spirit energy. Nothing to do with your auric field or your body's energy, okay? So your auric field is your body energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the little halo that you see in pictures of, like, Jesus and the saints, et cetera, that people probably saw more vividly than what we do now, that would be spirit energy. So somehow, I guess we're not allowing that to come forth. At times you can see people's auras around the body, and you can actually see, the spirit energy coming forth. But typically it's the body that you want to shrink wrap.
If we increase our life force energy, isn't that something we want to shrink wrap, or am I wrong?
No, your life force energy is your spirit energy, and that will not go outside of your body. It's your body's physical that you want to shrink.
Oh, okay. All right, and my next, is there anything about mirrors?
Oh, okay, mirrors, yeah. A lot of people, remember the dark side does use some of those laws, and there are people that believe that, you know, if you put a mirror out, maybe at your entry to your house or something, it will chase away entities, evil spirits, et cetera, and there could be some truth in that. So we're dealing with the light of the darkness rules. So there could be something with that. As far as the light, true light, the mirrors wouldn't do anything at all.
Right.
But we're living here on a planet that has duality controlled by darkness, and somehow that seems to work for people.
So I have mirrors in my house, and I look in the mirror and I think, oh, is that like a parallel universe over there or what?
Well, it's very possibly, you know, you could be hitting the nail on the head there. Yeah, it could be, yeah, you look into it, yeah.
because it kind of freaks me out to look in the mirrors, and I'm moving, and the first thing I did was take all the mirrors down.
So,
yeah, we had a show, Ron, where quite a while ago where we did do some clearing on mirrors, I think. You had us looking in our mirrors, and I don't know what we did. I'm blanking out on now what we did, but you did find some stuff.
I think we had a clearing where entities would pop up in the mirror.
Is that what it was?
Look at themselves, and that should be an entity looking back at the person, positioning themselves in the grass, so the entity could actually look at you from the glass and pop into you.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. Well, I'll tell you, entity clearing.
Movies, you know.
Okay,
where...
well, that's it. I'll jump off so somebody else could talk.
Okay, and we
Thank
see movies
you.
Where people look in the mirror and they don't see their face. They see something else pops up, you know.
Oh,
that's
God.
Kind of
oh, how creepy.
That's a bit Stephen King-ish.
Okay, I'll listen in on the Internet. I'll jump off. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to do it for Marie here. She has...
Yeah, nerve pain.
With nerve endings here. So here we go. We're going to go back 2 months ago. We're going to go back 8 weeks. So here we go. 8 weeks ago, clearing the energy away. So stronger, 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 and stronger. 7 weeks ago, releasing that. Stronger, 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 and stronger. 6 weeks ago, stronger, 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 and stronger. And 5 weeks, that feels pretty heavy to me. Stronger, 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 stronger. That feels better now, stronger. And 4 weeks ago, stronger, 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 and stronger. 3 weeks, stronger, 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 and stronger. 2 weeks, stronger, 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 stronger. Okay. 2 weeks, I think. Where are we at? Were we at 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
I think you did 3 weeks. I'm sorry, I was just reading the fast chat, but maybe, I don't know, maybe do 3 weeks again just in case. Not sure.
So we'll do 3 weeks over again. Okay, so clearing it, stronger, stronger, stronger. That feels better, stronger. Like a glitch, like maybe like the lifetime shifted here or something.
Huh.
Okay, if anybody else felt a glitch happening too, it's kind of like, you know, they have the movie script and maybe the projector got stuck or something. So
yeah.
Here we go. 2 weeks. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And 1 week, releasing it. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, and right now, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, so just to follow up on the date clearing, today's date that you were doing at the top of the show, Joel is pointing out that 7 and 2 and 2 equals 11, so ends with the 11 and 11, which is such a frequent thing on clocks and so forth. So maybe do you want to just clear 11 and 11? I know you did a whole bunch of stuff.
Good.
But...
a lot of people see 11, 11.
Yeah.
Spiritual guidance number. Knowledge is when you see consecutive numbers all the time, or consistent numbers all the time on your clock. That just means that the aliens are watching you, and they're saying, if you look at the clock, so they're saying, well, let's see here, we're going to put up 11:11 on the clock, you know, because it's going to be, you know, anyway, it's going to be one of the times, right? And we'll just watch to see if the person is mind controlled enough to have to turn their head physically. So look at that clock. Remember, you don't look at the clock at 11:12 or 11 o'clock, 11:01. It's always like, say, 11:11. You have to glance down there. Well, they're forcing you to look at it. And that's just to see how your robotic program is, to see if they have you hooked up or not. That's the way of looking at it. So if that's spiritual numbers, I'm sure there's plenty of books out there saying how great 11:11 is or whatever numbers there are, you know, synchronistic numbers, 8, 8, 7, 7, 6, 6, et cetera. No, those are all mind control patterns. That's how they get us. So here we go. I'm going to do a clearing on 11:11. So here we go. Both numbers at once. Maybe you won't be looking at it any longer, people. happen to have a tendency to do that. So here we go. This is probably on your natal chart clearing, too, if you wish to do consecutive numbers. So one, clearing those from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's do a timeline crash for this year. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. See if we have any comments on this year. Remember, some people say, well, gee, I did a clearing one time and do I have to do it over again or something? Yeah, you want to clear your clearings, like when you get onto the natal chart and stuff. You want to do it until you start having relief on it. But some clearings you do want to repeat, maybe for about a month. But, like the whole lifetime ones, once you do those, typically they're done, especially the emotional clearing. There's no reason to complete it, over and over and over again to redo it. So once you do it one time, it's done. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I have a feeling we had another caller a little bit ago. I'm not sure. Is anybody on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Can you hear us?
I'd like to ask Ron a question about, I have a chance to go to China, and I'm thinking, I don't know if it's a good idea, because I know you probably can, if it's like my mother wants to go, is maybe her last trip back, and I've never been to China, and that's my ancestry. So is there something going on, seven generations, but maybe there's a reason I feel like going with her, and if it's a good idea, and if I should be doing my clearings over there? When I have, if I get a chance to be near a computer, or what's this urge in me that wants to go there? But I also know that entities probably, and a lot of spirits will be running around there, and I don't want to have something happen to me. But I know I could clear it once I get back. But what's your recommendation, Ron?
Well, that's a really good question. So, it could be all of that. Because all of a sudden something came to the forefront that you would want to go there. So it could be anywhere. And so all of a sudden you get compelled to go. Why don't you feel your energy right now about going there? Just kind of see how you feel. And what I'll do now is an entity clearing. And here we go. There could be a lot of entities that would like to come and have a body that maybe live here in the U.S., okay? And they may want to hitchhike with you to China, okay? So here we go. Just see how your body feels after we clear the entities. So this works for everybody else listening, too. I'm going to do an entity clearing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I may have been a smoker. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Anybody else's mouth out there kind of feel like menthol or something? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
That's funny.
Hey, Pauline, how do you feel now about going? Any changes?
I really didn't want to go, but only because I would go to protect my mother, and I figured maybe it'd be a good chance for me to do timeline crashes over there or do timeline crashes before I go there. I don't really know why I was feeling compelled to go, but now I really didn't think it's a good idea. Plus, I'd rather spend the money on some CLS clearings than spend it going to China. So I guess I really don't need to go. I just was curious why I felt like that. Now I understand. And it's funny you said the smoking thing. I keep attracting smokers in my zone. My husband, everybody around me smokes. All the Chinese people I live in Flushing, they're always smoking all over me, and it annoys the hell out of me. Maybe that's the entities that I need to get released. And must be seven generations. I probably got to keep going. Entity clearing, right? Oh, seven generations, probably. Something like that.
Yeah, you want on your mother, too.
Me. My mother's not, or she's not a smoker.
She may want you to go, right? So
she wants somebody to accompany her. She doesn't want me, per se, but nobody else is willing to go at the time she wants. And I'm afraid for her because of the nuclear stuff in Japan. I don't think it's safe for her to go over there. I don't want her to get cancer cells or something. I don't really want her to go. So if I go with her, then I'm making it happen.
Yeah, so you may want to do entity clearing for her because you don't want her entity to get mad at you for not going, okay?
Have a problem with
family stuff.
Okay. So when I do the seven generation, that's not going to clear her entities? The seven
generation help her, yes.
It will help her, but if I really want to help her, I need to do a whole life entity for her first?
The whole life would be
great. The
seven
generation?
But the seven generation for yourself will also include her.
I know, but I thought you always said that seven generation means before I get a seven generation, I'm supposed to have a whole life clearing of that before I get the seven generation.
You want to have a whole lifetime one done on you first. And then if you do the seven generation, it's going to include her, anybody living, up the line from you.
But she doesn't need a whole life entity clearing then?
I'm
not quite understanding.
Will help her. It won't take away all of them, but it will help.
Oh, okay. So it can't hurt. It's always helpful. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's kind of a toss-up what you want to do.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. That saves me a lot of money. I'd rather spend it on that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Janice is asking about a mosquito clearing. She's asking, she's saying that apparently we've got two new types of mosquitoes. There's a tiger type and then another new kind that we're being hit with, she said. So she's asking for a clearing for the two types.
Okay, are these physical or alien?
Oh, gosh. I'm thinking they must be physical if there's a new type, but I don't know. I'm going to guess physical. Janice, if you can type in if you don't mean physical, but I'm guessing physical.
Okay.
Let me see if there's anything else. No, she hasn't. Well, we'll wait a sec. Maybe you can type that in, Janice. And I'll see if I can quickly find another question. I know Trent was asking about, and I'm not sure whether I'm understanding this correctly. So Trent says, does it echo when you're out of time? And then he says, during the space-time crash, I was out of sync in space where there's no echo energy. So does that mean something to you, Ron?
I'm sorry, I'm still coughing here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I yawned a lot on that, but...
Okay, well, hang on a minute.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll just give out the numbers again while you get some water. So if anyone else would like to call in... Oh, you're there, Larry. Okay, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't hear another beep. Okay, well,
okay.
I'm just going to give the number real quick because Ron needs to get a sip of water for a sec. So after Larry's done, if anyone else wants to call, 888-260-3070 is the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, or line 3-530-413-4511, and then, of course, the Q&A after the show, just a few minutes after 8 o'clock, you guys, I know we never get to all the questions on the fast chat, so you have your opportunity to come on and ask Ron directly, and that number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009#. So, Ron, are you back with us? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
So Larry is on the line. I didn't hear the beep, but Larry has a question for you. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, hi, Ron. How are you? So, Ron, I have a question.
He's coughing.
Okay. So I have a question from a lady called Pam in St. Louis. And she said she would like a healing, clearing for communications. She has a little communication problem. And then afterwards, Shapeshifter in her jumped in and said, well, he doesn't need a healing because of his greatness. He doesn't need help because he is just like God. But then she said, well, yeah, but she needs help because she's like a smitten kitten, and she would like a healing.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, sorry, folks, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we have a shapeshifter clearing here, so let me get some water first. Hang on a second.
Okay. Is it hot out your way, Larry?
Well, it's been not really hot. It's been about 80 out. It's been pretty nice considering.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. See, I think it's interesting that everybody has two different personalities, a shapeshifter and a human personality. And the human personality speaks up maybe 20%. The shapeshifter speaks up maybe 80% of the time. So it's interesting to know the difference between one and the other.
Uh-huh. That's a big difference.
Yeah, sometimes the shapeshifter will be so arrogant I get turned off, but then the human personality is very nice and says, yes, I'd like a healing, please, and they're very nice, but the shapeshifter always seems arrogant.
Right.
And they always have two different personalities.
Right here. So here we go. Shapeshifters,
okay.
So everybody can sit back and see how fun of them kind of wiggles out of you here. So here we go. Bring in the male energy. So if you have a light being up on your monitor screen, you might want to do so. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. And pull this thing out, and there it goes. Okay. So see if anybody's got a shift in their bodies. If you have, it means that you had some critter in you that was a backseat driver. So back to you, Terry.
Okay, well, thanks, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ron, do you want to do any more clearing for yourself on what's going on with your throat? These smoker entities or whatever, do you need to clear a few more of those?
Yeah, I'll get rid of some entities here. So if anybody else happens to feel those smoking entities here, we'll get rid of them. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Janice, I think it was physical mosquitoes. So here we go.
Yeah.
Releasing some of their energies, energetic life forms here. Even though they are physical, we'll do some clearings here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Terry.
Okay, quite a bit of mirror chat on the fast chat. Tina saying that Feng Shui says to avoid using mirrors used by sick or crazy people. So that would fit with what you were saying, Ron. excuse me, now my throat's not working. excuse me. I'm just scanning down. That was energetic mosquitoes that you just cleared, Ron?
Yeah, so we'll see if that helps to get rid of the physical ones here.
Okay, and Pete has a question. Sorry, go on.
Do you have any mosquito bites out there? If you have any mosquito bites or spider bite, so we'll do a bite and sting energy here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so we're going to do the finger exercise next, guys, because it feels to me like the energy on the show today is very stuck, and it doesn't feel like it's moving forward very well. So, Ron, can you just describe that little exercise? Because there probably are some new people listening who haven't heard it before. I don't remember when we last talked about it, and we can all try that right now.
Yeah, so put your one of your index fingers out, pointing straight up in front of you. Just do it quickly and see where it is. Is it directly in line with your vision if you were to look, you know, from your nose completely forward, or is it to the left or the right? So you said to do it quickly and put your finger out. If you try to think about it and position it properly, you might think that you're here. So if your finger is to the left and you move it back so it's on center, directly ahead of you, okay, your finger should be out maybe a foot or so in front of your body. So if it's exactly dead on in front of you, then you're here. If it happened to be to the left of dead on, then you're going to be in the past, and to the right will be in the future. And for those of you who are really in tune with energies, if you move your finger back and forth slowly, you can actually see things kind of disappear and reform again instantly as the aliens are quickly scrambling to take you in and out of time. So maybe, you know, an inch to the left could possibly be maybe a month in a different timeline. Who knows, you know? Remember, they have their own rules about how they control you in their time-based reality. So it gets to be kind of weird at times. But if your finger's straight in front of you, then you're here. So what's next, Carrie? Anybody commenting on any of the past shows during the week here?
I don't know. We have apologies from Pauline about your coughing from the entity clearing. I see some more questions on here that I'll read, and then I'll go hunting for comments while you answer. Shannon is asking what the 4-in-1 clearing is. She couldn't find it on the website, she's saying, so
yes,
she's asking about that.
It's where we do 4 clearings in one. The cost is $150 on it. The first part is we clear away 13 planets that are connected to you energetically that are controlling your life very, very heavily. Remember, there could be thousands of them, but these 13 are ones that are pretty major ones. You know, there could be 50 major ones, but we just do 13 of these. From there, but I'll just clear one of them from people. You can just see what it feels like. So if I were to do them in order, I'll just pick number 4 just to see how it feels here. And it'll be cleared for a short time here. It can come back, but we'll just clear this and see how you feel. During the clearing, it's a little more energy there. So here we go, number 4 planet. So stronger. Just see how your body is responding. You might with the cords attached to you, possibly. These are pretty large cords. If you were to see them psychically, I'd say they're probably a good 3 or 4 inch diameter cord you know, transmitting energy to you and also sucking it out of you, too. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So the other part of the clearing, that's the first part. The second part is connecting you. Boy, I got that Chinese smoker in me here. So the second part is, thank you, Pauline. So the next part is, let me think here. The planet.
Twin flame.
Yeah, the twin flame is the third part. We connect you to, your flame energy, So we have a twin flame energy that we connect you to. We connect you to your home-based energy, energetically. That's where you go to in the light after each incarnation. Here they call it your soul family. So it's, remember, everything is copied after the light. So darkness gave you a soul family, which you incarnate with. But these are, home-based energy is very nice. This is where you go to find out where you want to go next, okay? So when you have that, you don't feel too lonely that much. You feel more centered, and you can go there to relax. Remember, the dark side severed these from you. And then you have twin flame energy, and that takes care of the loneliness. So those two things are very important. The last part is we take you off the karmic wheel, we'll call it, take you out of your soul family. You walk out and say goodbye, Charlie. Been here, done that, and you're no longer going to be suffering. So, and all your spiritual contracts and agreements are eliminated because they can't touch you because you don't have any way that they can because there's no more cords on you from them. So that's what the 4-in-1 is. They're very, very important clearing. You need to have your emotional clearing done first, a mental clearing, and probably your past life emotional, which you call the sensory clearing. So, I think I heard a beep there. Do you hear a beep, Gary?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Somebody on the line. Hello? 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 Hi, hello. My name is Pam, and I have a question. About a year and a half ago, my leg suddenly got a ruptured tendon for no reason at all. I didn't have an injury or I just woke up with it. And the arch is fallen, so it's very, very hard for me to walk. And I have felt for a long time that I was under some kind of attack, but I haven't been able to figure it out on my own. So I was hoping that maybe Ron could figure it out for me.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that you woke up, I went to bed, we were fine, you woke up with a physical problem, and it's haunting you ever since. Is that basically what I'm hearing?
Yes, that is true, yes.
Okay, let's, as I look at it, there is actually one major alien race that did it, and they sold you off to 5 other ones. So you're actually connected to 6 alien races, so we'll just see what we can do here. First race we'll get rid of that did this to you here. And if anybody else has a situation with a problem that you think is aliens, we'll take care of that too right now. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3. They don't like this. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll have a light ship go after this here now. The other 5 races, here we go. Any rid of them? Okay, first one's gone. Second one's gone. Third one's gone. Fourth one's a little rougher. Gone. And fifth one is gone, okay? And how's your bottom of your foot? How's it feeling?
Actually, I'm actually feeling some movement there, and I'm also feeling this throbbing in the back of my head. I feel more balanced.
Yeah, that's good.
It's
okay,
true.
So
I
What you may want to do is go on to the Alien Attack page. It's $30 for the month. Get on there and keep it up all night. And I can't tell you what race did this. I think you can type in a physical problem in there and type in, you know, a foot problem, okay?
Okay.
And
thank
keep the light
you
being up.
Very
change
much.
Your computer
really
settings so
that
computer is always on, okay?
All right, I'll go check that out right now. Thank you so much, Ron.
Welcome.
And Pam, were you listening to the show on, it was either Monday or Wednesday when Ron discussed how to use a pendulum and open up your chakra? Did you hear that show? Oh, maybe Pam's gone. Well, Pam, if you're listening, I think it was Monday.
Hello?
Was it, Ron? Oh no, you're there. Okay.
I am.
Okay. Did you hear that show? It was either, I think it was Monday.
No, I didn't hear that. Is that archived?
Yes, that'll be archived. It was one of the BBS shows. I'm pretty sure it was this Monday. And Ron describes how to go from your heart down, you know, in any direction and find out what chakras might be blocked and energy is no longer flowing and how to open them up. It's a really interesting show, and if you've had an injury like that, I would imagine around your foot and your ankle and stuff, you probably have energy blocks. So if you go in and open that up again, your foot will probably heal faster. Any other suggestions, Ron, for healing this now that you've gotten rid of the energy, the races for her?
Yeah, it's very possible, too. The physical body will see a problem, so that's what you're dealing with. So your body, when it has a problem, it can draw entities. These are earth-based entities, which you call ghosts. So you could have a lot of those with you. So I'll do a little clearing here for entities. So
okay,
everybody listening,
thank you.
Too,
yep.
If you have an owie someplace, we'll soon get rid of the entities that are there. Entity, this is why we do the whole lifetime entity clearing, because once they come in, they don't leave. Then they can cause more problems and give you more stuff, addictions. And,
right.
You know, they have many pains, just like you probably would. So here we go.
Right.
Entity clearing for your problem that you're dealing with, an owie. So getting rid of the entities that are attached there, living off of your energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you.
All right. I have one more question. If you have another minute, once you've gotten rid of aliens and entities, is there something that you can do to keep them from coming back? I'm a very empathetic person, and I think I tend to let too much in.
Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm here now. Go ahead. Yes. Uh-huh. I lost connection for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to know, once entities and aliens are out, if there's something that I can do to protect myself from having them come back, because I'm a very,
okay, yeah,
I'm very empathetic, and I tend to let...
because they like us so much, okay? But that alien attack page, once you realize that this is happening to you, just stay on that page a lot, okay? And then you can also
right,
do
I will.
Timeline
Thank you very much.
Crashes.
Thank you.
So they come to you and abduct you normally because of your emotional state. So whatever you
right.
deal with in emotions a lot, you know, like anger, fear, anxiety, trauma, you know, any of these things is probably hundreds of emotions. So whatever your favorite emotion is that you do a lot, they know that, and they will come to you to push that button in you so they can get more energy and abduct you. So they abduct you according to your emotional state and your most
uh-huh.
favorite emotion. So you can clear,
uh-huh.
you can do a whole lifetime emotional clearing, which can help to get rid of your stuff, your baggage, and then from there do timeline crashes on the ones that you think that you still need to do. And you do that on the emotional one.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. And come on the Q&A if you want to listen to more information. That'll be probably in about 15.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. I'm just reading away here. There's tons and tons of comments, and I'm swimming through trying to find some questions. Lynn was saying she was slightly in the past doing the finger exercise, and Pete says he did his with his eyes closed, and he got a chime when he was in the right position. That's interesting. I guess he heard that. let's see. I'm trying to find a question here, and I'm scanning down another page. Everybody's lots of thank yous for the clearings you've been doing. Neat is feeling very uneasy, so maybe we can do a timeline crash for anxiety for Neat.
Sure, here we go. So, anxiety clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. That feels a little better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there are a lot of comments here, and I'm not sure which ones go with which clearings. And Ron is wondering if you guys can let him know which were your favorite clearings from the show today. So if a few of you could type that in, I can read those out to Ron. Let's have a look. Which ones you guys felt helped you most, or that you felt the most? In other words, the most got released and therefore helped you the most. All right. I don't know why I'm feeling all discombobulated. I didn't feel that space to crash too badly that you did earlier on, but maybe it's quietly scrambled my brains in the background here.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody is saying no sound.
Clearing.
Huh?
Let's do a moon clearing.
A moon clearing. Okay.
Clear the moon energy. I think probably playing with us here. So here we go.
Okay,
I don't know
great.
What the moon or not or what, but you probably out there may know. And you can tell when you look at the moon. So do this clearing, and if you're, maybe on the East Coast or someplace where it's dark out, where I am, it's still light, being in California here. But go look at the moon and just see if it haunts you. If you look at it or you feel like, something's happening with it, just take a peek at it. So here we go. I'm going to take away the moon courting energies from you. So stronger. And we do have a clearing online for this year, planet star vortex clearing. It's a very nice one. So here we go. Stronger. Get rid of the moon energy. Stronger. 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 Feeling better myself. Stronger. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, thank you. Shannon is asking what we can do about vaccinations that we've had in the past. I would think the alien attack page would be good for that. You could just put in the name of the vaccination you had. I know we were talking about you did a polio clearing that was really heavy a week or so ago. Anything else you would suggest for that, Ron, for past vaccinations?
I don't know. You know, if you have a problem with the vaccination, you may want to go into the special clearing to do something with that if you feel it did harm to you. I would probably suggest that, but I don't have anything up for basic vaccinations and what they put into you. You know, I just don't have anything up for that. So if you do feel like you've been harmed by something, then the special clearing might help you to balance out the energies. So back to you, Carrie, or at least make them more body compatible for you.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Marie is pointing out the blood clearing is good. So that would be the circulatory clearing.
Yes, so we do have a blood barcode clearing, too. I don't talk about it too much, but that's on there also. So we can do a sample of the blood clearing here.
Okay.
Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to, we got probably about 3 minutes left, I think, here. So here we go, blood clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Looks like Eric says the entity clearing wins for him. So, yeah, it's good to get the unlimited entity one and stay on that because sometimes the thoughts that you have are not your own. And you hear a thought and you act upon it, and it may not be for your best good, you know. And it's just an entity wanting to experience life through your body, and it's not you, you know. So, you know, one thing could be an entity that likes gambling, possibly, or, you know, likes to spend lots of money on stupid things. Although at the time, you know, when you're buying this, special thing for a couple hundred bucks and, you know, you feel like it's the right thing to do, then all of a sudden you buy it, and a couple of days later, after the entity leaves and you're stuck holding this thing, you know, maybe it's a special pendant or something, and you go, man, why did I buy that? And you still have the bill, and you wonder what's going on, and you just feel that you're kind of stupid by buying it. I'm sure that, boy, that'd be an awful thing if some of these people selling merchandise at the expo or something would bring in a lot of entities around their booth to have them hop into the people to buy their trinkets. I'm just kind of talking out loud here. What an awful thing. They make lots of money. Anyway, I'll pass on that one. But anyway, remember, the entities want to experience life through you. So by doing so, you're living their life. And at the end, your body is responsible for paying that bill or whatever happened. So I guess our call is getting close here to an end on BBS here. We have our conference call Q&A coming up here. I'll be on probably in about, you know, within 5 minutes here. Next program on BBS is tomorrow night, and it's 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight Eastern. We go to the light ship the first part of the show, so you might invite your friends over or tell them about it. We normally go up for about 10 minutes or so. And you're on the light ship having a great time. So, back to back to you, Carrie, if you have anything to say. We got our 8-hour call coming up, the last one for this month, this Sunday.
Oh, yes.
And you can still get on it if you wish. It's a wonderful thing, getting rid of these alien energetic critters that live inside of you. These are parasitic life forms, what we call them. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right, and also you get the remainder of the month to do the new but not on the website yet, the timeline and space-time crash for your spirit in its past lives, in your past lives. So a little bonus there. So just to let you know, Ron, the consensus seems to be that the entity clearing was the most helpful one that that happened this show. So that's great. So thanks for coughing for all of us, Ross. Hope you're feeling all right now. And then the number, thanks for typing that in, Marie R., the number for the Q&A in a few minutes is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009#. And Shannon and anyone else who has questions, I just want to remind people that Pete has been putting little synopses of each show for about the last year and a half now up on the, if you hit the Wikipedia link on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, you can go and see what subjects are talked about in each show. And if there's one that you're asking about and we're not getting to your question, you can go listen to that. And then there are also some great sample shows at the top of Ron's site in that drop-down box. There are five or six of them on different topics. So for the Q&A, if you don't want to come on and ask your question, I'll keep an eye on the fast chat and read anything out that you put in there. Otherwise, we'll see you in a few minutes on the Q&A call. So thanks for all the clearings you did tonight, Ron. That was a whole bunch. And thanks for everybody that called in. And
okay, yeah, great. No problem, Pauline. I'm doing good now. I had my cigarette fix for the year, so I'm fine. Anyway, we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody, and hope to see you, hear you all in the Q&A here. So 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009 and the pound sign. So we'll probably put on the fast chat here. Okay, everybody. So ask some questions, get some good questions for me. See you later. Blessings, everybody.
Good night.